I gave this platform to God, okay? I'm on a very specific mission.
We have to identify who the real enemy is. We have to know, where does this infiltration come from? The American people need a warrior that's unafraid to point out the real enemy. The American people are deserving of truth, exposure, and extreme accountability for the crimes against humanity that are being committed. We're on the brink of the complete collapse of America, while at the same time at the precipice of an amazing victory. If we want to prevent our children from facing a future bloodbath, I mean, I'm talking mass amounts of bloodshed, we need to step up and fight this war, and we need to fight it now. Uncensored. I refuse to be silenced or muzzled. Unafraid. No man will intimidate me. Unstoppable.
I'm back after a great birthday celebration. I actually shared my birthday with the celebration of the resurrection of Christ on Easter Sunday, March 31st. I paid for it, though, a little bit sunburned. I was laying on the Florida beach, and that sun was a little hot. I fell asleep, and I guess I was just that relaxed, so that's a good thing. But my eyes are even swollen. I don't look like the same me that I always look like. The sun is really an interesting thing. But anyway, here we are. For years now, big tech, corporate media, the political class, all of their central banking criminal buddies have been cracking down on free speech. They've gone full mask off. They've done away with the mixed signals and soft tyranny, and now they're going straight for the jugular, right for the kill. And in many ways, while there's certainly a war against free speech, that war has been a flashpoint in an even larger conflict, in a spiritual war, one that's been waged for 2,000 years, and that's the war on Christianity. You know, at the very heart of censorship, at the very heart of the destruction of truth, is this ever-present effort to crush Christianity, to censor the gospel, to classify it as homophobic or transphobic or anti-Semitic hate speech, and have it not just ripped off of social media, but completely destroyed. Erased from all corners of the earth. It's their wildest fantasy. It's their biggest wet dream. The enemies of Christ are the enemies of free speech because they've seen firsthand how free speech has allowed the biblical truth to flourish. It's allowed the gospel to spread. It's allowed civilizations to maintain a grip on standards and morals and tradition. And really itself, because when they start stepping too far over the line, they're quickly reminded of exactly what they're stepping away from. Christianity and free speech, especially here in the United States, are inseparable. And that's exactly why the Bolshevik merchants of Marxism are controlling speech in the public square. They want to silence anyone who dares utter the phrase, "Christ is King." You know, for years, Christianity has been under attack online. Christians have come into the sights of internet censors and all of the crazies who live online, clamoring for anyone that they disagree with, anyone who speaks the truth, to be shut down, to have their speech censored. Anything that uplifts God's people, anything that lets us know that we're not alone, that there are millions, billions of people out there who love Jesus Christ just like you do, and they want that censored. They want it removed from the internet because they want to back the faithful into a corner. They want to isolate you. They want you to feel like you're all alone. Like the world has just up and moved on from Christianity, and so you're stuck in the past, so you better just give it up so you can keep fitting in. So you can stay in favor of the algorithm. So you can start building a good social credit score for yourself. Anyone, anything that spreads the gospel, that reaches out and touches believers and brings the good news to non-believers, they want to be stricken from the internet. But over the years, the lines haven't really been clear. Christians have been censored over and over again, but the goalposts always seem to be moving. There never seems to be just one particular thing that we're told that we can't say, that we're told is the line in the sand that we cannot cross. They've just sort of made up the rules as they go along. But the entire time, many people, including us on this program, were warning that we were heading to a point of no return, to a point where merely sharing the gospel, even in its most basic of forms, would be enough to get you silenced, would be enough to get you labeled as a racist or an anti-Semite or a conspiracy theorist or some hate speech propagator and get us removed from the internet and get you fired from your job. And now we've arrived at that point. The line has been drawn in the sand. And now we know where that line is. If you speak the biblical truth that Christ is King, you're committing a hate crime. That's hate speech. And make no mistake about it, this line in the sand has been drawn in no small part, actually, thanks in massive part to the ongoing, constant Jewish persecution of Christians and Christianity online, where thanks to a massive Jewish overrepresentation in government and central bank-backed tech firms, including the major social media platforms like Facebook and Instagram, they have been able to extend their anti-Christian tentacles all across the plain. And when they don't have direct control of a platform like Twitter or X, whatever we're calling it these days, they'll just use the ADL to wrangle in its owner. Or like TikTok, they'll just lobby the government to ban it. And the government, of course, will go along with it rather than be called an anti-Semitic government. And they're just more than happy to go along with it anyways, because like we're seeing in the current anti-TikTok legislation in Washington, it paves the road for the federal government, for the president himself, to be able to shut down any speech that they don't like with the stroke of a pen. And if you think that Christianity won't be a top target of this censorship, you're wrong. You're kidding yourself. No other religion, no other ideology in the history of the world has caused tyrants, has caused crooks to shake in their boots the way that Christianity has. And that's why, if you speak the biblical truth, those very same tyrants, those very same central bank usury crooks want you shut down. They want you silenced. They don't want you influencing the masses. They don't want you eternally saving souls. They don't want you pointing to Jesus Christ, because these people hate Jesus Christ. They hate the gospel, and they hate the truth. And all of this is being exposed rapidly in real time thanks to these disgusting Jewish anti-speech enforcers like Rabbi Shmuley, who's at the center of all of this, who was a major catalyst in global awareness of this Jewish-run assault on Christianity really blossoming because he just couldn't stand for Candace Owens to be out speaking the truth. He had to make the Jew call. He had to shut it down. And it's backfired massively. And now everyone knows what we're looking at here. And through that entire situation, through Candace Owens being fired by the Zionist-controlled Daily Wire for questioning Israel, for promoting Christianity, for proclaiming that Christ is king, even more of these people have pulled their masks off. Even more of them have been exposed themselves as Christ killers, as enemies of Christianity. Jeremy Boring, Ben Shapiro's fellow Jewish Daily Wire co-founder, came right out and said that Christ is king is a form of anti-Semitic hate speech. He even has these goys that work for him backing him up, agreeing with him, lecturing Christians on why proclaiming the ultimate biblical truth is a big no-no and needs to be shut down. This guy hates Jesus Christ so much that he even compared saying Christ is king to murdering someone with a shovel. It's not just Rabbi Shmuley. It's not just the left, if you believe in this fake and gay construct, this political aisle that we're being divided along. No, it's all of them. There's no aisle. The people that are running conservative media who say that they're the pro-America alternative to broadcast networks, they hate Christianity. They want to censor and shut down the religion of a supermajority of their own readers and their own listeners. And while they do it, they'll lecture Christians on how they know what's best for them. You know, it's pretty fitting, very fitting, actually, that we're having this debate at this time of year, as we're now just days removed from the Easter holiday, from the resurrection of Jesus Christ that came after the ancestor of Rabbi Shmuley and Ben Shapiro and Jonathan Greenblatt murdered him. They've been trying for 2,000 years to kill that truth, to kill that message of the Messiah. The only thing that's changed are the tactics. The means through which they do it. They've adapted with technology. This entire situation is spinning out of control. And before long, it will graduate from the tech realm, from the media realm, and it will enter the legal realm. So many people thought I was nuts, that I was crazy when I said that they were coming to shut down Christianity. And many of you may believe that I'm crazy when I say that it's going to enter the legal realm. Christians in the United States of America will be thrown in prison for sharing the gospel on a massive scale. Mark my words. It's already happened to people who pray outside of abortion clinics. Praying outside of the facilities that murder babies. That's illegal. It gets you thrown in jail. This will be happening to regular church attendees before long. And just like we're seeing today, there will be virtue signaling goys, fake Christians out there who go along with it. Wake up. Kylan, who's known as Foundering Online, has been following the ongoing attacks on free speech and Christianity, especially by the likes of butt-plug-peddling Christ-killer Rabbi Shmuley, and he even released a song and a music video about it. We thought that you might want to take a look.
If I were Rabbi Shmuley and diddle 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 digga digga diddle diddle dum, all day long I'd diddle little bums. If I were a Shmuley man, I'd peddle all my dildos, dreidel dildos, selling dildos with my daughter and her mum. If I were a Jewish Shmuley man, I'd be digging with a dildo in my bum. I'd wear a grotesque nose and go grab some goyim right on the nipple with a pinch. A Shabbos lap dance breasts for the youngest mensch. The books I'd sell would tell how all you fellas are jealous of Jewish sexual appeal. Meanwhile, I'd count the shekels that I'd steal. It's white supremacy when you are questioning me on the USS Liberty. Genocide's just fine when you're the chosen kind. I'd get a pass on calling Candace and a bigger gefilte fish to fry. I'd know why Michael Jackson had to die. Why, if I were Rabbi Shmuley, diddle 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 digga digga diddle diddle dum, all day long I'd shalom in your home. If I were a Shmuley man, I'd go full kosher Kama Sutra and dreidel dildo tunnel digging with a dildo in my bum. Lord, who made the Gentile and the Jew? Of course he'd make me superior to you. Gleefully I'd be squealing on our scheme to remove Christ the King from everything. If I were a Shmuley man.
You know, it's absolutely amazing how much truth can be shared through comedy and through music. And Foundering joins us now. You can find him online under that handle, Foundering, F-O-U-N-D-R-I-N-G. Thank you so much for being here. What do you know about the persecution of Christians personally?
Well, first of all, thank you so much for having me on, Stu. It's a privilege and a pleasure to be here with you.
Yeah, of course.
And also, happy birthday.
Thank you.
I know you might not be feeling great, but you actually have this honey badger aura with that red hue. It's like this fire and brimstone kind of quality, and it's a good look for you.
Yeah, it's the extreme accountability garb that I'm donning today.
I love it. So yeah, your monologue was inspiring, but also a little triggering. I try not to get triggered like the left, but I had to live through a lot of what you are describing, and I've been dealing with other job issues in the last couple of years, but back in 2021 and the long, long ago, just 3 years ago, I was fired from a church. I was a salaried church organist. That was one of my main jobs, professional organist. I trained for that for 15 years, and I was fired for not getting the COVID vaccine. But that's not, things were coming to a head before that because I had written a song. And what you're saying about how comedy can just cut through. I mean, we need the intensity. We need to call them out with the aggressive. But there is something to be said about dealing with these very sensitive and difficult issues with that humor, with the satire, with the parody, with the comedy that can get through. We are the court jesters in this world who are allowed to make fun of the king to his face. And right now, they're coming for the court jester. We're one of the last to fall, really, before tyranny sort of takes over. So I was in the midst of the, I'm in a very liberal area in California. I know people have told me to leave, but I'm here for better or for worse. I'm raising a kid here. I had written a song about the trans issue called You Will Never Be a Woman. And the message was very, I thought it was quite tame and a loving message in that we are all made in God's image. And that there's, this is a divide and conquer method, and let's chill on the trans stuff for kids. You know, I'm just trying to not go to one of the extremes and bring both sides together. And it worked. I had put it on YouTube. This was before my YouTube channel was removed. Long story short, my church, my ex-church, called me into a struggle session. It's really what it was, like a communist struggle session. I will mention that the pastor, the new pastor, had just come a few years ago. And the, one of the first things that he did was put a trans flag on the church. Remember, this is where I am. This is the land that I am in, right? So this is the environment that I was in. So they were so offended that I would sing a song saying that we were in God's, made in God's image, that they demanded I make a retraction video and apologize and explain that I was just kidding. This is coming from a church. Now, I didn't get that opportunity because the vaccine mandate came down the next week.
Would you have done it? I mean, would you have apologized and retracted the statement, the very true statement that we are all made in God's image?
It was one of those moments of clarity where I was already dealing with the clown world COVID nonsense that had stopped everything and ruined all of our lives. This was just yet another. So this is what we're dealing. This is, I am living in a godless, I am behind enemy lines, essentially.
I've seen so much of this. I have seen so many of these fake teachers, fake preacher pastors, woman pastors. I have seen so many things that go against the grain of what God told us to do and how to be saved, which is actually a very easy recipe. And people that call themselves Christians just put up with it. They just look the other way. They're willfully ignorant to the fact that you have a woman preacher for number one. You should not have a woman teaching the gospel to men. That's just, it's against what God wants. It's against how he instructed us. You don't do that. But I mean, to take it steps further, the gay pride flag and the trans flag, you know, flying at these churches, pastors telling you that it's the loving thing to do to walk away from your dying relatives at the, you know, nursing home and to not go visit them because of a fake virus. Or, you know, it's the loving thing to do to stay 6 feet away from people and to wear an oxygen inhibiting bacteria ridden Sharia face muzzle and to steal the joy of facial interactions from children for an entire generation. I mean, they've literally psychologically tortured and mentally abused this generation of children. They did it for over a year, taking them out of the classroom, wiping the smiles off of the faces of the teachers and the peers that they love to interact with and that they enjoy the most. I mean, imagine just not being able to see your teacher smile at you, or your friend, you know, smile at you, or your parents. I saw videos of parents hugging their children through plastic wrap. I mean, it was some of the most disgusting things that I've ever seen, on top of go get your fifth booster or sixth or ninth, or I think they're up to 10 now, in the name of a virus that has never been isolated, that has me questioning whether or not viruses actually really exist or not, and then has, you know, a patent on it for a pegylated lipid nanoparticle that specifically says that it's a weapon of biowarfare, and that this whole thing was perpetuated by the Department of Defense and DARPA and some really dark and shadowy organizations. And then they were mandated to do these things and fired in the name of it. I mean, these pastors are saying, that's how we're supposed to worship Jesus Christ. This is what you're supposed to do. And by the way, Israel is the Holy Land. Those Jews are God's chosen people. And don't you ever say anything about them or question them, or your prayers will be hindered and go unheard, and you will be destined for the lake of fire.
I think the lived experience of the COVID era is difficult to parse just how much of the damage it was, because there's such a different approach in different places. It was so, when you say like, oh, a year, at least a year, in California, it was 2 years, 2.5 years of playgrounds caution taped off, We couldn't go. My daughter was not vaccinated. In fact, she's banned from all schools in California permanently because I never gave her any vaccines when she was born. So we are dealing with a trauma. The people that I live with here are traumatized by this experience, and we're still dealing with the repercussions from that. And yes, this is all these are our inflection points of all these things are coming up to a head, the anti-Semitism, the transphobia, the anti-vaxxers. These are all terms that don't even have a real tangible meaning.
Neither does anti-Semitism. I want to make sure that I'm very clear about that. It's a fake word.
Fake word. Just like anti-vax. I mean, all these things are just, they're loaded terms just to meant to silence a different opinion, essentially. So I saw exactly all that you said, what you described. I wrote a song in 2020 before the vaccine was released, predicting all of this stuff. And, you know, there was a lot of people that were saying all this stuff too back then. I wasn't unique in that respect, but a lot of us were sounding the warnings when it mattered, and we got removed. So I lost my YouTube channel. I wrote one song making fun of Fauci, and that's all it took. I wrote one song making fun of Israel. That's all it took. And they came for me fast. So this is a point where we need to speak up now or forever hold your peace, really, is what it comes down to. So I'm speaking up.
Yeah. Which is why I want to thank our sponsors who have stuck with us and that have not been scared of, you know, us questioning or having concerns about an infiltration and an occupation of our government. And these are people, by the way, that we believe in and that have helped, you know, people in our audience, people like Goldco. Goldco is literally helping people to avoid and have a hedge against hyperinflation and sending, you know, billions and billions of dollars to Ukraine and having these 401ks that you don't own and investment accounts that you have no idea where you're investing that are all controlled by the edicts of this fake Wall Street, which is manipulated by this fake, illegitimate, pedophilic government, and that does the bidding of Israel and China. And so when you invest in real gold and real silver, it's actually helping people. And that's why we have sponsors. We have sponsors so that we can provide films like Died Suddenly absolutely free for everyone. Imagine if I had charged $1 for people to view that. Just our Rumble channel alone would have given me $20 million, you know, $100 million globally as this thing was, you know, bootlegged and uploaded in different places and aired at different networks and all of these other things. It allows us to provide the free show that we provide every day. We don't hide behind a paywall, you know, and other things like that because we have people like Goldco. And so I have no problems talking about them. By the way, if you want to invest properly, call 855-706-GOLD. Those are our people over there. 855-706-GOLD for Goldco. Go ahead, add. I've got about 5 minutes left.
What I'm saying is you're absolutely right. And we need to, We're a community here, like all of us. We are all on the same page versus tyranny. And the sponsors that you talk about, even just you have a voice. Like you're using it for the right reasons, right? So a few months ago, you might not even remember, but you shared one of my I think it was my song "Jews in the Walls" that I wrote, and you not only did you share it, you said something that I won't forget. It was something like paraphrasing. You know, if they didn't run the record industry, people like this guy would be household names, essentially. And I'm in a place where, you know, I'm just trying to make it. I've got a smaller platform and I'm looking around at all these big influences out there. And I'm not saying like, hey, if you're not sharing my stuff, you know, you're controlled opposition. But it is nice when I have someone like you just giving me that boost, that morale boost. And you don't have to be doing that, right? But here you are, you're having me on and giving me a voice. So just credit to you and to folks like you for keeping this movement alive. With, you know, that Died Suddenly was just, it was incredible, right? And we need, not to pat myself on the back, but we need people like me who are kind of just dad musicians. Like I was just doing the normal stuff that everyone was. And then I saw this stuff happening. I just started singing about it, right? The schmoolies out there, as much as they revolt me, we owe them a little bit of gratitude because, well, the schmoolies are making the job of a satirist as easy as possible, right? He just is handing me content. That song that you played, I didn't even have to make anything up. I'm a mirror. The satirist, we our job is to just reflect the clown world back at it. And they hate that more than anything else,
yeah,
right? I don't even have to make up anything. I just need to sing about how they're acting, and they cannot abide by that. And that's why what we do is one of the most, and what you do is one of the most effective way. We cut through all the nonsense. So,
fired from a church doing God's work. Boy, I'll tell you what, there's just no better example, no better shining example, bright example of what it means to truly stay steadfast in your faith in Jesus Christ and, you know, your obedience to God. And we thank you for doing that. Follow him on X, Foundering, F-O-U-N-D-R-I-N-G. Thank you.
And I'm Foundering One on X. So add a little one on X too.
Okay, there
so
you go.
At Foundering One.
At Foundering One. Got it. Go follow him. I think well over 20,000 followers on X right now.
And I'm on Rumble and Odyssey and BitChute and all that stuff too.
Good. Well, you're deserving of millions. So I hope that you get those followers. We appreciate you being here as well. Don't forget
Thank
to call
so
our people, of course. Don't forget to call our people over at GoldCo. Protect yourself against hyperinflation and government theft and criminal taxation. They're going to come for your money just like they're coming for your faith and your Christianity. Call our people at GoldCo today, 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD. We will be right back. We say it all the time on this program. We don't have a government. No, we have a rogue, murderous corporate crime syndicate. We don't have any representation in Washington, D.C. But look around. Banks all over the place are collapsing. And then they're getting bailed out. And who's paying for that? You are. Biden says taxpayers won't pay. Well, how do those banks get that money? The Fed prints the money to cover the losses, which will cause more inflation, or they just get the money from the Treasury. Either way, you're paying for it. So what can two average Joes like you and I even do about it? Simple. Protect your wealth with physical gold and silver, just like so many other Americans and banks are doing right now, just like I'm doing. I get my gold and silver from GoldCo. Call them today, please, 855-706-GOLD. Learn how to protect your savings with gold and silver. Again, that number is 855-706-GOLD. Call GoldCo today, 855-706-GOLD. You know, there's just a lot of tired people out there. People are exhausted. People are hitting that snooze button and then slamming their heads right back down on the pillow every morning. If you think about it, with all of the problems that you have to take care of at work and at home, with your family, with your friends, it's no wonder that you feel so tired. You take care of a lot of different things. But if you really stop to think about it, who takes care of you? Magnesium Breakthrough is an all-natural supplement. It helps me reduce fatigue and sleep more peacefully. It's even strengthened my muscle, it improved my heart and brain function, and while most magnesium supplements aren't full spectrum, Magnesium Breakthrough is the only magnesium supplement on the market that contains the optimal ratio of all seven essential types of magnesium. Imagine having the strength and energy to get out of bed every morning and face the day boldly and courageously, to be able to show up as your best self, to keep that energy up through the day and into the night. So if you want to feel more energized, if you want to get the best night's sleep that you've had in forever, check out bioptimizers.com/Stu Peters. By using the promo code Stu Peters, you'll unlock all kinds of special offers. So two things to remember, bioptimizers.com/Stu Peters, and then use promo code Stu Peters. You'll be amazed at how much better you feel by taking Magnesium Breakthrough.
What if I told you there was a hostile alien species that controls your appetite, sleep, and focus? Invaders that urinate and defecate throughout your body whenever they are hungry. We call them parasites, and they are the root cause of many health issues that result in pain, suffering, and death. The Purge is our solution. Purge Suddenly offers a unique blend of 17 detoxifying ingredients, including black walnut hull and wormwood, scientifically proven to not only kill parasites, but to destroy and flush them out. If you've never gone through a parasite cleanse or didn't do it the right way, our proven formula prepares you for a complete and total victory. Increased alertness, weight loss, and clear skin are just a few of the potential benefits customers have reported back. Kill the parasites, destroy their eggs, and build a big, beautiful wall inside your body to keep them out. It is time to purge suddenly. It's you or them. Make your move now.
I'm going to ask you for your undivided attention because I'm going to tell you about what could possibly be the most important life-saving supplement that I have ever talked about. It's called Cardio Miracle. Each serving of Cardio Miracle has a combination of over 50 high-quality ingredients, including a huge variety of fruits, vegetables, amino acids, and herbs, all of which come together to promote your body's ability to produce nitric oxide. Nitric oxide is so important for heart health. It helps to relax and dilate your blood vessels, which supports blood flow and circulation. And I love that you don't have to take this giant pill to get all of this nutrition. No, Cardio Miracle comes in a powder formula, so it's really easy to mix all day throughout the day into juice or water and take it at any time. That also helps to support mood regulation because it's a neurotransmitter. It's a neuromodulator in the brain. So it can support the release of serotonin and dopamine, both of which are really important and involved in mood regulation. Cardio Miracle also supports mental clarity, sleep quality, energy levels. It can even help with recovery after exercise. Nitric oxide is essential for so many functions in the body, and Cardio Miracle supports the production of nitric oxide, so you get many benefits from just one supplement. Please go to highpowerheart.com. Again, highpowerheart.com. I'm telling you, this could quite possibly be the most important supplement that I will ever talk about, Cardio Miracle. Go to highpowerheart.com. Welcome back. You know, if you take a look at the headlines, or if you turn on the cable news, or if you even just step outside of your front door, you know, go out in public, take a trip to the grocery store, you'll likely notice that our country is deteriorating physically. Like, it's physically falling apart. Our roads are awful. Our schools are in disrepair. Our most vital pieces of national infrastructure are just caving in on themselves, seemingly being attacked as trains go off the rails, East Palestine, Ohio. Cargo ships crash into bridges and bring down entire industrial ecosystems along with them. And then, of course, while poisoning nearby water tables and air supplies for generations to come. And through all of this, through it all, we have a bunch of so-called fake leaders who go on TV, and instead of selling hope to the public, instead of selling recovery and a coordinated response or an effort to fix these things for the people that they supposedly serve, no, instead they hijack the situation to their own ends. To gain power and for their own enrichment. And so to do that, they try to put everyone into a lengthy period of panic, a period of grieving and of catastrophe so that they can feed off of it. So that they can create, quite literally, a situation in which as many people as possible dump their faith into them and the people like them, the people who are controlling them. The people who they're working right alongside as they run our country into the ground. No, we, the government, are the official and only arbiters of truth and factual information. We are here to help you. Trust us. And this isn't just an infrastructural problem. No, not at all. It's not a political problem solely. This is society-wide. Any feeling of hope, any hope at all, has just been sucked out of our day-to-day lives. Especially since this scamdemic, neighbors and family members were pitted against each other. Divorces were caused by this thing. People were told to cover their faces with bacteria-riddled, oxygen-inhibiting Sharia face muzzles. People reported the movements of their loved ones to the police. And since then, it's only gotten worse, especially right here in America. Every single day, we're faced with the very dim reality that our country could collapse at any moment. Like, go dark. We could come under a foreign attack, or even more likely, we could come under the attack from one of these many sleeper cells that have been allowed to walk right into our country, right across our wide open border with zero notice. Any number of these groups could just activate and start killing innocent American kids. And so hopelessness, this overwhelming feeling of imminent doom that's plaguing our country, it extends beyond the home front. It engulfs our foreign policy. Our government is propping up a genocidal regime in Israel that right now, at this moment, as we're broadcasting, is continuing to slaughter tens of thousands of women and children and is going out of its way to expand that war and start gobbling up neighboring countries. We saw that already this week when Israel started killing Iranians in Syria. And this is the country that we're told is not just our most righteous geopolitical ally, but it's the religious compass of the United States of America. We have evangelical so-called pastors in this country, like Greg Locke, getting down on their knees for Israel. They'll bend the knee for Israel while they refuse to bend the knee for Jesus Christ, the God that they claim to serve. While they say that real Christians who declare that Christ is king are guilty of anti-Semitic hate speech or peddling an anti-Semitic conspiracy theory out of touch with the teachings of the Bible, all of these people are working in concert with each other to demoralize Americans and in turn, the entirety of the God-fearing world. Truth and reason and positive action have been completely sucked out of our society. And so it's past time for real Christians, for real followers of Jesus Christ, to take up the cross and seize back control of our churches and our communities and our government. Because we are running out of time. We are right now at the precipice of losing our civilization physically and allowing ourselves to be sold out to a bunch of Christ-killing, devil-worshipping pedophiles who use mass death and disaster to control us. We have to activate. And we have to do it quickly. Pastor Rick Wiles agrees that all hope has been sucked out of this country, and he joins us now, the founder of True News. Pastor Rick, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Hi, Stu. Good to see you.
Yeah.
I was listening intently to your introduction. You know, this is my 25th year anniversary hosting my program. And, you know, our show's original name was America's Hope. Because when I started my program in 1999, I still had hope for America. There was still hope among many of the patriots in the land. That, hey, we can turn this around. We can save this country. We can restore our nation's heritage. We still had hope. But by the time I think we got through the Obama years, a lot of us were losing hope. And here we are now in this twilight zone era that we're living in. And most of the people in the country have lost hope. And we're drifting. And I feel like we're on a crazy train. You know, and the Mad Hatter is in the engine. And this thing's going faster and faster, and people are becoming more delirious. And you just want to jump off. You want to get off this thing before it crashes. Because if you're paying attention to what's going on in this country, in the world, you know that a mega catastrophe is coming. We can't continue like this. We're out of control. When I was younger, I used to think, wow, it would be adventurous to move to a third world nation. Just see what it would be like to live in a third world nation. But then as the years went by, I thought, well, why spend the money? I'll just stay here. You know, why spend money moving to another country? If you just stay here long enough, you'll be in a third world nation. Stu, I was talking about the open border on my show in 1999. We were outraged about it in 1999. 25 years have gone by, and we're still talking about the border, but there is no border now. There's no border to close. They eliminated the border. So, you know, the patriots we're saying we got to close the border, but the other side is saying, no, we got rid of the border. There's no border to close. I don't know if the patriots realize how much damage has been done, how much the country has been eroded. But the enemies of this country have been working on this agenda for more than decades. I mean, this is over a century, a plan to eliminate this country as a Christian, God-fearing nation. So where we are today, think about what has happened in the past 72 hours. Israel attacked a food convoy, a convoy of humanitarian workers. They deliberately attacked it with attack drones. At first, they said it was an accident. Then they came back and said, well, we thought there was a Hamas leader in it. So does that mean you intended to kill everybody in those vehicles because you were going to get one person? What did they do on Monday? They attacked the Iranian embassy in Damascus. That's an act of war. You just keep backing up day after day, go back. And see, we have already forgotten what they did yesterday. We have forgotten what they did Sunday. We forgot what they did Saturday.
So certainly we've forgotten what they did to the USS Liberty.
Yes, of course. Most people forgot. Most people never knew it in the first place. They had no idea because it was covered up. What I'm saying right now about the speed of what's happening, the takedown of the Francis Scott Key Bridge, most Americans have already forgotten about it. That the bridge named for the author of our national anthem, the bridge that stood near Fort McHenry. See, I grew up in Maryland, so I crossed that bridge many years ago. I know where it's located. To me, it's an omen. It's an omen that the bridge, named for the man that wrote our national anthem, has collapsed. Francis Scott Key could say, say, can you see? He wrote an anthem because he could see the flag. The flag was still flying despite many days of battle. The bridge named for him is in the river. Is this an omen? Are we being told the flag will not be seen? An omen from heaven, not our natural enemies, an omen from heaven, of God saying to America, if you do not repent, if you do not turn from your wicked ways, your flag is not going to be seen anymore. You're out of control as a nation. You've lost your mind. We've been turned over to a reprobate mind as a nation, corporately, nationally. We've been turned over to a reprobate mind. We're so totally separated from God that he's turned a significant portion of our nation over as reprobates. You have the president of the United States who can't remember whether he did or he didn't sign a presidential document declaring a transgender day to coincide with the day that we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And he can't remember if he did it or not. Whether he did or not, you know, I don't know which is worse, that he knows he did it or he didn't know that he did it. Where we're at is that our nation is deliberately provoking Almighty God, saying, we dare you to do something. In fact, they've gone beyond saying, we dare you, God. They're saying, we don't even believe anymore that you're capable of doing anything. We're in control. Still, where we're headed for right now is a major, beyond major, a catastrophe that we may not recover from. There is a strong possibility we are not going to survive what's coming. And everybody needs to know that. There was a terrorist attack in Russia 2 weeks ago. 3 or 4 days after the terrorist attack in Russia is when the bridge went down. The Russians are openly saying that they have evidence pointing to U.S. and U.K. involvement in the terrorist attack, and that they're going to pursue the terrorists wherever they're found, meaning the people who financed it, who directed it. If Russia comes out and says, we have evidence that the United States was behind the terrorist attack, that is an act of war. They have the right to declare war on the United States of America. Iran has the right to declare war on Israel right now. There was a drone attack on Russia's third biggest oil refinery on Tuesday morning. Russia has the right to declare war on whoever manufactured that drone. Okay, we're in World War III right now. World War III isn't coming. World War III started 2 years ago, February 24th, 2022. We're in the third year of the third war.
We say it all the time on this program. We don't have a government. No, we have a rogue, murderous corporate crime syndicate. We don't have any representation in Washington, D.C. But look around. Banks all over the place are collapsing. And then they're getting bailed out. And who's paying for that? You are. Biden says taxpayers won't pay. Well, how do those banks get that money? The Fed prints the money to cover the losses, which will cause more inflation, or they just get the money from the Treasury. Either way, you're paying for it. So what can two average Joes like you and I even do about it? Simple. Protect your wealth with physical gold and silver, just like so many other Americans and banks are doing right now, just like I'm doing. I get my gold and silver from Goldco. Call them today, please, 855-706-GOLD. Learn how to protect your savings with gold and silver. Again, that number is 855-706-GOLD. Call Goldco today, 855-706-GOLD. Are you like so many millions of other Americans struggling with back taxes or unfiled returns? Well, the IRS is escalating collections, adding 20,000 new agents and sending over 5 million collection letters to kick off 2024. So in these challenging times, your best defense is Tax Network USA. Don't let the IRS take advantage of you and bully you. With over 14 years of experience, Tax Network USA has saved their clients over $1 billion in back taxes. That's $1 billion with a B. No matter the size of your tax issue, their expertise is your advantage. They specialize in negotiating with the IRS, aiming to significantly reduce your debt. Tax Network USA doesn't just negotiate, they also protect your assets from IRS seizures and manage your yearly returns for ongoing compliance. Importantly, they are licensed to help you with all state tax issues, regardless of where you live in the United States. The clock is ticking. Don't wait as the IRS steps up its game. Seize control of your financial future now. Contact the Tax Network USA for immediate relief and expert guidance. Call 1-800-245-6000 or visit tnusa.com/stew. Don't let these tax issues overpower you. Again, 1-800-245-6000 or visit tnusa.com/stew. Turn to Tax Network USA and find your path to financial peace of mind. It's 2024, and you must start taking care of helping your liver now more than ever. Why? Well, because the latest data indicates that those with fatty liver were 3.5 times more likely to have heart failure than those without. And did you know that 100 million Americans have fatty liver? I had no idea. That many people are at risk. We throw everything at our livers. Cholesterol, alcohol, toxins, Tylenol, cigarettes. That's why so many of us have a sluggish fatty liver that makes us gain weight and lose energy. For decades now, your liver has helped you with over 500 key functions every day. It's time to help your liver. There is a solution. Liver Health Formula, an all-natural supplement which contains 11 clinically proven botanicals that help to recharge and protect your liver. So, if you're looking to ignite your fat-burning metabolism, boost your energy, and transform how you look and feel, try Liver Health Formula and receive a free bottle of blood sugar formula to reduce sugar cravings when you order today. Try Liver Health Formula by going to getliverhelp.com/stew and claim your free bonus gift. Again, that's getliverhelp.com/stew.
You ask most Americans, when did World War II start? They go, December 7, 1941. No, it started in 1939. America got in the war officially on 41. We were unofficially in the war in 39. We are unofficially in World War III now. We've been in it for over 2 years. This war is coming to our soil. It's coming to our shores. The Russians are going to, when they strike, they get one chance. They get one chance. They don't get a second strike. They don't get a third. They have to take us out. And when they hit us, it's going to be so hard, we may never get back up on our feet.
So you think Russia is who we have to fear right now? Do you think that they have nukes? Do you think there is such a thing as nuclear weapons?
Of course there's nuclear weapons. You don't believe that they have nuclear weapons?
This has been thrown around. I'm just asking for your opinion.
I don't know. I think that stuff's crazy to think like that. It's dangerous, Stu. It's dangerous talk. They have weapons that are beyond our comprehension. Look, they're beyond nuclear weapons.
Super hypersonic missiles that will just go like six stories underground.
Directed energy weapons, space-based weapons. Sorry. Do you remember a month or two ago the congressman who put out that alert? We got to get every member of the House and Senate together. There's top secret information about a space weapon, and then he wouldn't talk about it. Okay, that story died away. Personally, and this is only my speculation, I believe what he was made aware of was that Russia had launched a space vehicle that had a nuclear warhead circling around the Earth, all right, capable of at any moment delivering an EMP attack on this country. An electromagnetic pulse attack will put this country to sleep. It will put us back to the year 1500. There's no recovery because there's nothing to recover with. The people aren't killed, but everything else that we use, our electronics, all of our manufacturing, everything is destroyed. There's nothing to rebuild with. You have to buy the new, everything that you need, you have to buy it from another country, which is mostly China. So James Woolsey, former CIA director, personally told me that within 1 year of an EMP attack, 90% of the population will be dead. Not from the EMP attack, but from the chaos in the land, the breakdown of social order, the destruction of medical care, the elimination of the food supply, just total chaos, a Mad Max world. 90% of the American people will be dead 1 year after an EMP attack. I worry more about an EMP attack than anything else. An EMP attack over this country sets us back 500 years, and there is no way to rebuild. And that's what the American people need to be thinking about, that all of our toys, all of our wealth, all of our gadgets and our technology could just be wiped out in a second. And then our society is just unravels. And after we kill off each other, then the Chinese move in, and all they have to do is bury the corpses. And they take the land. They don't have to kill anybody. They don't have to have a war. They just move in and bury the corpses. The average American does not believe this can happen. First of all, they don't even know it could happen. And when you tell them, they don't believe it could happen. And the reason is because of their pride and arrogance. We have pride and arrogance in this country. We're like Babylon. We don't believe we could fall. But we're on the edge of it right now. If I were not called by Almighty God to warn people, I'd be out of here. The only reason I'm here. The only reason I'm here is because the Lord has put a calling on my life to gather as many souls into his kingdom that can be gathered. If I were taking care of just myself, I'd get out of here because this place is going to go down because there's no sign whatsoever that the body of Christ in this country, the churches, have any awareness of the danger that we're in, the deplorable condition that we're in spiritually as a nation. And in fact, as you said, a lot of the churches are rooting for the very people who are destroying the country. So we're in really bad shape. Again, I have 10 grandchildren. I think about them day and night. What are we giving them? Mm-hmm. What are we giving them? We're giving them a nightmare.
Yeah.
We're turning children over to transvestites. We're turning children over to pedophiles, sex perverts running the society. The children don't have a chance. They're defenseless. And And the adults are allowing this stuff to continue unabated without opposition. So it can't continue. It just can't continue. There's a breaking point. And I don't know where that breaking point is at. But there is a breaking point where this will come to an end. And whoever are the survivors, they will wail and weep and say, why did we let this happen? We knew it was going to happen. We knew it was going to happen. Why did we allow it to happen? That's my heart's cry right now. Stop it now.
How?
Just stop it. Before this becomes a catastrophe on a global scale, the only person who wins in an Armageddon war is Satan. And the way that he wins is that he takes 1 billion people to their grave who are unsaved. They'll never come to Christ. They will never hear the gospel. They will be taken out of this world on a mass scale. That's what's driving this insanity. It's Satan's plan to kill off a massive number of people. I mean, we can talk about the Rockefeller Foundation. We can talk about Soros. We can talk about all these evil, demented people and their wicked plans. But who's driving them? Mm-hmm. The one who's driving them is Satan. And what is his motive? To take out humans before they're saved. And if he can take out 1 billion, he's chalking that up as a massive win for himself. So we have to come against this wickedness, and we have to plead for sanity. That's where I'm at. I just feel like there are no sane, reasonable people in leadership anywhere. I mean, they're all bloodthirsty.
They are. Yeah, I totally agree.
It's terrifying.
With you. You know, you mentioned that you're called by God to be here to warn people. Mm-hmm. And it's not easy because, you know, I know what it feels like, not for as many years as you, but I know what it feels like to be on an island screaming, grabbing the biggest bullhorn that you can find and just desperately trying to warn people. And, you know, I say in the intro to my show every day, we're leaving our kids to imminent bloodshed. I mean, I'm talking about physical kinetic war, lots of blood. That's what we're leaving our kids if we don't do something. And I feel like, you know, my calling, I'm 100% sure that my calling is to find remedy. And because I do believe that we are, look, if I didn't think that we were at the precipice of a major victory, I don't think that I would be here fighting every day. But I just have that, I have that feeling in my soul that we have the ability to win. And I think that, I mean, you said it's time for us to stop this and to stop this now. It's time for the body of Christ to stop this. So what are some steps that you think that we can take to do so? Or do you think it's too late?
It's not too late because the fact that we're sitting here talking about it says that there's still time.
Yeah.
There's always time, okay? Nineveh still had time, okay? Nineveh got down to the very last moment, and the people repented. But then 40 years later, they went back to their sin and they got destroyed, okay? So even they only got a 40-year reprieve because they went right back doing the same thing that they repented of. Stu, there is no win without repentance. There is no win. You cannot win this thing politically or any other way, certainly not with weapons. You can't win it without repentance. What's wrong with the country is that we have been disconnected from God. And many of the people who claim to be Christians are living lives that are extremely sinful. And God's looking at it, and our prayers are going nowhere because of the sin in our own lives. The highest viewership of pornography are in the Bible Belt states. Whatever, you look at what's happening in this country, and it's happening in the churches. And so You know, Jesus spoke to his generation and he called them an adulterous generation. What would he call us? What would he call this generation? How much adultery is being committed by Christians? How much adultery and fornication is being committed by people who claim to be Christians? God's looking at us and saying, clean up your own house. Get your life together. Serve me. Obey me. But until the body of Christ in this country comes to a realization that the church itself is sinful, the people who call themselves the church, that they are sinful, that they're not living clean, holy lives, until we come to that place, nothing's going to get better. We're going into captivity. If you look at the biblical pattern, the Jews turned from God and he took them into captivity. He took them to Babylon. He held them as slaves. Why? Because of their sin and rebellion. I said 10 years ago, more than 10 years ago, America is going into captivity. We are in captivity right now. And if we weren't in captivity, then why can't we get out of this mess? If we have power, why can't we stop it? Our power has been taken from us. We've been disarmed as, not physically, we've been disarmed as a people, but we've done it to ourselves through our sin, our rebellion against God, the way that we live, as people confessing to be Christians. We patriots, we like to talk about our God-given rights. Of course, our rights and liberties are given by God. But if they're given by God, they can be taken by God. And everything is happening to us, Stu, where we're losing our rights and our freedoms. It's God taking them away from us. He's using the evil people to take away what he gave us. Those rights came from him. But he's allowing the wicked to take the rights from the righteous. Why? Because the righteous have turned from him. And so the way to restore our rights and our freedom and our liberty is not through voting, although voting is important. I'm not against voting or any of that stuff. I may run for Congress myself this year. I'm seriously thinking about it. I'm not against politics. But the way to get our rights and liberties restored is to turn the nation to God. If he is the one who gives us our rights, then he is the only one who can take them away. And they have been taken away. Not all of them, but a lot of them have been taken away. He's trying to get our attention. We're going into captivity. And if the church doesn't get its act together, we will be in captivity like the Jews were in captivity in Babylon. The Russians went into captivity in 1917. The Bolsheviks took them into captivity. They were in captivity until the 1990s. And what are the Russians doing now? They're going back to God. They're returning to God. Do we have to be in captivity for 70 years here in America? I need to do my math here. I mean, 70, what are we looking at? 2094? Is that when we get out of captivity? How much pressure does it take on the Church of America to bend, to break, to submit to God? Because God could stop all of this in a heartbeat. I'm talking about what's going on in this country, if the church would just return to him. That's my message. It's not a real popular message. Doesn't get me a lot of followers, but it's what the Lord told me to say. And I have said it for 25 years. My message in 1999 was, Jesus Christ is America's only hope. My message in 2024 is, Jesus Christ is America's only hope. It hasn't changed. It's Jesus Christ. And he has, his kingdom has, it has commandments. And we're not teaching his commandments. We're not following his commandments. And we're in a lot of trouble as a nation. That's my position. That's where I'm at. I'm telling people, get your soul prepared and get your body prepared. You know, there's no guarantee our bodies will survive what's coming. I used to tell people, God will protect you. You will get through. I can't say it anymore, Stu. I can't say it anymore. How can I tell people that you're absolutely going to survive an Armageddon war? I can't tell people that. But your soul can survive. Your body may burn up. We are not to fear the person who can take our body. We are to fear the one who can take our soul. So get your soul right with God. Then second, get your body ready. Get your physical, you know, affairs in order. You know, and that, and prepping and everything, you know, I'm a prepper. I've been a prepper for 25 years. I've been expecting something to happen. So I've been prepping for a long time.
Yeah. I want you to talk about that because I have about 2 minutes left here and I want you to talk about that. So you actually founded American Reserves.
No, I didn't. No, I'm not the founder of it. I'm not the founder of it. It's a company, that we are promoting.
Well, we are too. And we absolutely love. So when you're prepping, obviously American Reserves is your choice. I want you to talk a little bit about what you know about AR.
Well, it's an excellent company. It's a fairly new company, and they have a wide variety of preparedness foods. You know, breakfast, lunch, dinner, meals. I've tasted them. I've tried them. I can honestly say they're very delicious. They're very good meals. I wouldn't have a problem if I went home tonight, Stu, and my wife, Susan, had dinner made from American Reserves food. I wouldn't have a problem with that. Honestly, it's good food.
It really is.
It really does taste good.
Yes.
I like it. American Reserves has the British Brookfield water filter, which is the original. It's the granddaddy. It's not a knockoff. You know, there are knockoffs out there that have Brookfield in it. This is the original British Brookfield with the Dalton water filters. I've used them, Stu, in my house since 1999. I believe in that filter. It's a great filter. So they have a lot of products. And I just, for years, I didn't promote any preparedness products. I just told people, go get something, you know, do it. Came along with American Reserves, talking with the company, and we developed a relationship. And I said, yes, I'm going to promote it. I like it. Let's go for it. Let's do it. And I enthusiastically endorse the products and recommend everybody get involved. So
yeah, so do we.
Check it out, AmericanReserves.com.
Yeah.
I wouldn't waste time. I'll be honest with you. I wouldn't waste time. This thing going on in Israel is going to spin out of control really fast. Iran is not going to take this one. They've taken a lot of hits from Israel. This one they're not going to take. And the thing with Russia and the terrorist attack, I don't know where this thing is going to go, how fast it's going to happen. But folks, this war could spin out of control any hour. And I'll tell you this, too. I know we're running. I don't want to burn up your time. But the first day that a major event happens involving World War III, all of the food preparedness companies will be sold out that day. First day, sold out. I have talked to the officials at American Reserves, and they have told me a minimum of 12 weeks to restock their inventory. That's assuming they can get new inventory, because what's going to happen is FEMA will seize all food supplies. That's what's going to happen. So if you're delaying, you're really taking a serious risk that you'll have no food. Because when they're sold out, when the catastrophe happens, when people realize this is happening, all the food companies will be sold out. And then the U.S. government will then seize the inventories of the processors. They won't process any more food. It will all go to war. They'll declare this as a war emergency. And the federal government, Homeland Security, will take control of the food processing plants. That's what I'm concerned about. That's why I'm telling people you've got to get food now. Do whatever you have to do to get your supplies now, because things will change overnight.
Overnight, as you mentioned, in the hour.
Yes.
Within the hour. Yeah. You never know what hour, what minute it's going to go out of control. And it is. And sadly, everybody in this fake two-party system, this constitutional republic, this delusional illusion that we have bought into because of the corporate press, who we all know are all funded by the same people that are perpetuating all of this and killing thousands of people senselessly while they carpet bomb apartment complexes and we cheer it on, like Pastor Greg Locke, turn it into a parking lot. Do you know what a parking lot means? That means everyone's dead. That's literally a guy who calls himself a pastor saying these things. Out of time. Pastor Rick Wiles, thank you so much for being here. God bless you.
Take care, Stu.
You know, a lot of people think they're ready for what's coming. Some world government roaming the streets of the United States, seizing guns from Americans, disarming you. A lot of people think, oh, when the deep state comes or the zombie apocalypse happens, I'm totally ready. In today's world, you have to be prepared for everything. It's not just an option, it's a necessity. When it comes to protecting my friends and family and ensuring that we're getting ready for any emergency, I choose American Reserves. With American Reserves, you're not just buying peace of mind. No, you're investing in high-quality, long-shelf-life emergency food, top-notch water filtration products, essential survival gear designed to keep you safe and your kids safe no matter what. In emergency situations, having these products will keep you and your family alive. I'm not overstating this. And I know the people at American Reserves. I love doing business with them because they're patriots. They're Christians. They care truly about your family's preparedness. So don't wait for the emergency to find you and your family unprepared. Visit AmericanReserves.com today. If you use the discount code STU, you'll get 10% off everything. Take the first step towards securing your family's safety with American Reserves. You're not just ready, you're prepared for anything. Again, AmericanReserves.com and use promo code STU. Just in the rhythm of your daily life, your privacy faces countless threats. The NSA and countless other people able to listen in on your phone conversations and obtain your text messages. That's why I want to introduce you to Privacy from phone123.com, your mobile fortress. With state-of-the-art end-to-end encryption, your data's journey is shielded. You can speak freely with Privacy's secure call feature. Adaptive authentication learns from you, enhancing security without slowing you down. Privacy's intuitive design makes powerful protection accessible to everyone. Behind the scenes, Privacy is always evolving, defending against the latest threats. Empower your digital life with Privacy starting at just $35. Visit phone123.com/stu. Again, that's phone123.com/stu, or just call them. Connect to mobile. Complete privacy assurance. I would like to reserve this book in your name. It's called No Grid Survival Project, and inside you'll find 75 ingenious do-it-yourself projects that can help you to protect your own family, not only from long-term blackouts or after an EMP, but also in times of economic crisis, riots, hyperinflation, hurricanes, civil war, martial law, or any other unforeseen events that may come our way. This book, the immediate payoff of having these projects is that they make you independent, self-sufficient on your own property. You don't want to depend on the government or anyone else for your basic needs. You'll discover things like how to make water out of thin air, the long-lasting survival foods that you can make at home, automatic backyard traps and alarms for looters and intruders, a pressurized rainwater harvester, EMP-proof survival generators, the self-sustaining greenhouse, a simple device that can keep you off of FEMA's radar, do-it-yourself, no-grid air conditioning unit, and a whole lot more. Yes, air conditioning units. Do it yourself. The immediate payoff of having these projects is that they make you independent and self-sufficient on your own property. You don't want to depend on anybody else. Go to nogridprojects.com/stu and take advantage of a 75% discount. This book right here, and this offer won't be available for long. That's nogridprojects.com/stu.